Here's what you have to understand if you're trying to attract women, or here's what you have to understand if you're trying to have a better dating life. You have to actually understand what women respond to. And the truth that nobody is telling you, because everybody is telling you to chase looks, money, and status. Everybody is telling you to go chase more money and be more successful. Everybody's telling you that money is the only thing that matters and you need to level up your resources to do all of this. And the only thing that happens is you get into an energy that subconsciously signals self-qualification to the woman. So I titled this video, Women See You Stuck in the Socioeconomical Haze and Rat Race. Or even, you know, the truth is women see you stuck in just the economical rat race. They see you stuck in that haze. Now, if you take a look at majority of the men's eyes, I call this like their eyes, right? Their eyes all have like this internet glaze because everybody's in this standpoint of not only thinking they need to level up and thinking they need to self-improve. The problem is that they don't understand that a lot of this energy women look at as very negative. The women that you're trying to date look at this energy as almost you being in like a suffocated state or a state that has negative energy because you're caught in this never-ending rat race or this never-ending hamster wheel. So to sum this up in a sentence for you so this makes sense, because the only way to attract better options for yourself or higher quality women or attractive women is you have to understand what they respond to. The fact is that most men, a lot of times as they're going through their day, mentally they're not even there because they're constantly chasing the dollar. So there is one key that I need you to know. The only thing that women love more than a winner, okay, and you need to stick with me on this because this is what majority of all of the other content creators are telling you or will be telling you or are telling you, is they're going to go tell you to just be a winner, to find your purpose and find your path. And if you just dominate that career or you dominate that industry and you become a winner in life, that's what women respond to and that's what women will want to chase. That could not be further from the truth. The only thing that women love more than a winner, stick with me on this because this is high level concepts. The only thing that women love more than a winner is a pre-selected man who has true sex appeal. Say that with me one more time. A pre-selected man who has true sex appeal where other women are coming to them naturally. It's like, you got to understand, when women are attracted to you, they find ways to make it easy for you to strike up conversation and approach them. They put themselves in your vicinity. They put themselves around you. They find ways to give you covert hidden signals that they would like you to say hello or to send that direct message or to communicate with them. The only thing that women love more than a winner is a pre-selected man with true sex appeal. So I put this into two categories on my notebook right here, and I'm going to kind of read each of these off to you so that way you can see the comparisons. Here is how women actually see men, because you have to understand they're viewing the lens of attraction polar opposite and differently from you. There's two categories of men that I've made this into. There's the worker bees and the guys who are constantly grinding and constantly working. And then there's the guy with true sex appeal. So here's how this actually works. If you take a look at the worker bee mentality, the guy stuck in the economical rat race, when the women see that guy, even if he's successful, even if he has a lot of money, here's what the woman sees. She goes, wow, look at him suffer. She says, wow, look at him grind. And then she sits there and she subconsciously thinks, she goes, wow, he was not born with the sauce. He doesn't have the secret sauce. He wasn't born with it. He wasn't born with the swag. He wasn't born with the sauce. And then what she's going to ask herself subconsciously is she's going to say, why isn't it effortless for him? And on top of that, here's the biggest burden that you have to carry out of all of this. She sits there and she goes, I feel safer with a man who acts carefree. So what you soon find out and what you soon realize if you actually pay attention and have competency in life is your grit and your hustle is subconscious self-qualification. I'm going to tie this into how this demonstrates to survival value or lack thereof in just a second. But now let's transfer over to the other side of my notebook and let's look at the guy with just true sex appeal or has pre-selection qualities. She sits there and she looks at him and she goes, wow, he's attractive. Wow, he's charming. Wow, he's charismatic. But here's what really happens. the worker bees look at this guy and they go, wow, he's so cocky. Oh my God. Who does this guy think he is? How are women attracted to that? And they get bitter and they get jealous. The worker bees look at that guy and they get pissed off. But she sees the guy with true sex appeal and she goes, wow, he's effortless. Wow, he's carefree. Wow, he's actually loving, right? He loves life. He appreciates things. He's loving. He's charming. And now what happens is she fantasizes. She constantly is sitting there fantasizing over what life may be like with this guy. So you might be wondering why. Okay, why is it this way? Why is life this way? All of this comes down to survival value. The woman is constantly screening that potential man or that potential companion for survival value. So the man who appears effortless to her literally appears as if he has an easier existence. So even if this guy has less money, even if this guy has less resources, even if this guy is not necessarily as economically competent, hypergamy is a feeling. So the man who appears effortless to her has an easier existence, or so it would appear that way. Now she feels safer by him. Now she feels as if he is a better option. And now she chooses to probably select him. This is just how life goes. I made this for you because all of you need to understand that as you get older, life is actually a lot shorter than you think it is. You think you have all this time on your hands, but one day you get older. And one day you realize, hey, you know, you don't know how long you're going to have the amazing luxury and opportunity to be here. So you need to make the most out of every single day. And what I can tell you is if you get stuck in the same rat race of thinking you need to constantly grind and constantly hustle and constantly make more and constantly self-qualify to the world because you feel as if you don't have enough value as is, that right there is the opposite energy that it actually takes to attract women. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.